city, married, became Americans, and raised a family. By their hard work and love for this country, they enriched this nation and helped it grow and thrive. They instilled in their children and grandchildren that same love of country and a spirit of optimism. My family's story is a common one, one that has been told by millions of Americans. We are a land of immigrants, a nation that has been touched by every nation, and we, in turn, touch every nation. And we are touched not just by immigrants, but by the visitors who come to America and return home to tell of their experiences. I believe that our greatest strength in dealing with the world is the openness of our society and the welcoming nature of our people. A good stay in our country is the best public diplomacy tool that we have. After 9/11, we realized that our country's openness was also its vulnerability. We needed to protect ourselves by knowing who was coming into the country, for what purpose, and to know when they left. This was entirely appropriate and reasonable. Unfortunately, to many foreigners, we gave the impression that we were no longer a welcoming nation. They started to go to schools and hospitals in other countries, and frankly, they started to take their business elsewhere. We can't allow that to happen. Our attitude has to be, we are glad you are here. We must be careful, but we must not be afraid. As I traveled the world as Secretary of State, I encountered anti-American sentiment, but I also encountered an underlying respect and affection for America.